Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm your host, John Ray. Mike Salmon's behind the board making it all happen today, and thanks, Mike, for doing that. Welcoming a very special guest today, the newly elected mayor of Alpharetta, Mayor Jim Gilvan. Jim, welcome.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you having me here today.
Great to have you. I want to, before we get into our talk with Jim, want to remind everyone that Digital Ignition, where we have our studio, is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is a whole lot. An open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, a classroom, video recording studio, and fantastic coffee, all the coffee you can drink. So if you want great co-working as well as a space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, go visit digitalignition.com. Mayor Jim Gilvan, congratulations on your election.
Thank you, sir.
I guess it was in May.
It was.
And so how's your life changed since then?
It's actually slowed down from the campaign.
You're taking a break, huh?
No break.
But I understand.
You know, a six-month political campaign is a grueling campaign.
Mm, yes.
And so the schedule and the intensity of something like that for 6 months, the one surprise I would say is that it was actually getting back to a normal setting when I took office as mayor, because then you're right back into working with the staff, working with the public and the business community and things like that, as opposed to knocking on 400 doors in a couple of days or, running a political campaign is a very stressful, intense. It's much like a startup, actually.
Sure.
It is.
Yeah.
You think about it. I mean, you have customer discovery. You think you have a platform that people will respond to. So you go out and you do your customer discovery. You're knocking on doors and people either respond to it or they don't, and you pivot. So it's a very interesting process, and assuming the role as mayor has been very rewarding so far.
Cool. So, yeah, and you had a competitive election, a very competitive
Absolutely.
Election. So you were wearing those knuckles out on the door, as it were, for all that door knocking you did, I guess. Hmm?
You know it.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about you've obviously, if you want to use the startup analogy, which, startups talk about doing customer discovery. So you've done 6 months' worth of customer discovery among the voters of Alpharetta. What did you hear from that work you did?
Well, it was very interesting. As I went into this campaign early on, back announced in last December, I was running against a gentleman I had served with on council for 6 years, and while we both had tremendous respect for each other, we came at things from very different perspectives a lot of times. And so I thought we would be having this campaign as a discussion about where the city needed to go and the differences in our track records and things like that. And since there were two other open seats, as we had to resign to run for mayor, it became very informative to me to see that the platform I had basically been trying to run on for the past 6 years, what brought me into the political arena to begin with, was growing Alpharetta, evolving Alpharetta, and doing that in a way that retained that character, that special balance of being a great place to live and do business, which brings people from all over the world. And so at times over the past 6 years, I found myself not necessarily agreeing with some of the other members that I served with of how we produced that balance and the impact that our decisions would have on that balance. So I was surprised when there were six of us running for different offices, and basically it became apparent to everyone that that was the right platform because we were all running on, you know, typically the top three priorities for everyone was, first, we got to do something about traffic. It's miserable. People are fed up. Second, we knew that the growth, the scale, and the pace of growth in the city of Alpharetta was intimidating and overwhelming at times because there was just so much coming up at once. And the infrastructure wasn't in place necessarily to handle all that growth. And also, over the last 6 years, we had a lot of policies that were implemented early on, 2011, 2012, that were started and implemented because of the recession that we took office and assumed that environment. And now we're no longer in that same environment. So we had to adjust. And people are wanting us to do more to impact the people who live in Alpharetta, the people who vote in Alpharetta, are people who want us to spend more time addressing the concerns that they had and the quality of life issues that have changed dramatically over the last 6 years. So
sure.
That's what I found out is fix traffic, slow down some of this that's starting to congest our roads and you know, tremendous amount of clear cutting and things like that. And also start investing in the parks, in the passive parks. We've acquired a lot of passive park space, and it's disappearing quickly.
Sure.
So they want us to start spending some resources in those areas.
Right, right. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Yes.
So, yeah. So talk a little bit about tone. And what I mean by that is the mayor sets the tone for what's happening in the city. Your predecessor did that in his way. What will your way be?
You know, that's interesting. I've never really thought of it as how I set the tone. I simply am the person that I've been for the last 6 years. And my tone is one of concern for the city of Alpharetta, respect for the residents, respect for people who don't necessarily agree with me. I think Alpharetta is blessed. We have so many fantastic things going on in the city of Alpharetta. And in a political campaign, the whole goal is to distinguish yourself from the other people who are running. And so you talk about the differences and things like that. But I never lose sight of the fact that Alpharetta, in my mind, is one of the greatest places in the United States, if not the world, to live, do business, and raise a family. And so the tone I take is, guys, we're all in this together. We all live here. We all, even neighboring communities that we work with, you know, city of Johns Creek, city of Milton, city of Roswell, we're all intertwined. And so Alpharetta needs to succeed, but also we don't have to succeed at the expense of the quality of life of the people who live here and at the expense of our neighbors.
Let's talk about the city center. So city center is moving along.
Absolutely.
Right? Getting ready to various opening up in various phases over the coming months. Talk about that development, what you see there, and how that's unfolding.
Oh, it's coming along fantastically. Actually, before this interview, I had an opportunity to walk through City Center with the developer, the lead developer, Sherry Morris, who was doing most of the leasing and acquiring tenants and things like that. And City Center is exactly what we hoped it would be as far as the impact, the quality of the tenants that it's attracting, the quality of the buildings and the architecture there. It's just phenomenal. And, you know, there were times over the past 6 years when I disagreed with some of the other people on council or whatever about the level of development, the components that would make City Center work. But there is no doubt that Sherry Morris and the team she has put together over there have delivered on what they were instructed to do, and that was to build a vibrant downtown. And it's exciting. You know, the first restaurant will be opening on July 17th. I think they'll have a soft opening before that, but we'll have a ribbon cutting in the Holmes restaurant. It's just going to be fantastic. And I think once it's open, people are really going to be impressed because I've not seen anything like that in the state of Georgia, much less the metro Atlanta area.
Very cool. So obviously you mentioned infrastructure and all that development downtown brings up the issue of traffic.
Absolutely.
That was an issue in the campaign. Mm-hmm. So how do you see that going forward in terms of some of the specific initiatives you have in mind?
Well, there's three main phases to trying to address the traffic problem. And there's no easy silver bullet. I'm not going to fix traffic in the next 18 months. I wish I could say I would, but I know that's not reasonable. First of all, we've got a lot of infrastructure and road projects already underway all over the city. You know, we passed a bond issue, which had tens of millions of dollars in it, a local bond issue a couple of years ago. So we're already getting Rucker Road, Mayfield Road, much to some people's chagrin, getting some repairs on those roads and expanding the flow, not necessarily adding capacity, but expanding the flow by adding traffic circles and turn lanes and things that will help the flow of traffic during rush hour. So we implement those T-SPLOS projects that were also passed a couple of years ago at the same time, which include most of our east-west corridors, a lot of our surface streets. So once we get those projects well underway, that should help. The second thing we've got to do is I've already been working with our engineering and public works department. We've got to have a strategy as a city of collecting data and making transportation decisions based on data, which is kind of new in the world of politics because so much of the priorities are set through politics and political influence and the, you know, economic development and things like that. So I'm working with our staff, our leadership, to say, okay, how long does it take to get from Crabapple to Georgia 400 on Haynesbridge Road? Let's just find out how long it takes, and then let's figure out, okay, if it's continuing to increase, we know there's developments that are going to continue to build based on approvals of zonings in the past few years. Is that going to go from 18 minutes to 28 minutes? If it is, how are we going to fix that? So we'll continue building the infrastructure projects we've got. We'll come up with a comprehensive data-based transportation plan that'll identify the priorities, where we can best use our resources and our time to relieve traffic. And then we're working with the State Department of Transportation, with other municipalities around us, on implementing some of the North Fulton Comprehensive Transportation Plan initiatives, including the flex lanes on 400, which we're going to be having a workshop in a couple of weeks with the Georgia Department of Transportation here in Alpharetta. We're working with them on the widening of McGinnis Ferry Road along with the city of Johns Creek. And as a component of those flex lanes on 400, we're also talking about how North Fulton can implement bus rapid transit into those toll lanes in a way that's actually going to have an impact on relieving traffic. And I think that's exciting because it took a long time for people like me who wanted us to make good decisions based on real numbers, not political influence and priorities set by other people. And we're there, so I'm excited about it.
Very cool. We're speaking with Mayor Jim Gilvan, the city of Alpharetta. You may have just won re-election just because you're saying you want to lower the amount of political influence that goes into development. So just from that comment alone, right? I'm curious about what you just said about data, though. That seems obvious to business people, and particularly all the technology folks around Alpharetta, that you would be looking at data, but you're talking about that like this is a new initiative that we're just now incorporating in the way we look at traffic.
Data has existed in the world of traffic and things like that, but you know, the difference, having worked in the private sector most of my life and having now been in the political arena for 6 years, is you start to understand why government isn't meant to do everything. Because in the private sector, you rely on data because you have to. If you're not serving the public the way they want to be served, you fail. And you lose your business, you lose, you know, whatever investment you've had in it. unfortunately, government is set up to do those things that aren't necessarily handled well by the private sector. Roads, for example, parks and things that don't have a great business model.
They're a common good.
Absolutely.
Right.
So the challenge is that when you really get down to the basics mm-hmm. of what is the successful, you know, feedback that a government entity gets as opposed to a private sector business, private sector, you either make money or you don't. If you don't make money after a period of time, you're going out. Government is never going away.
Yep.
So really the only true measure of success is whether the elected officials continue to get elected, which means that if data tells you the biggest impact you can have on traffic is to downzone an area and put in a roundabout, but the political will is to make a road four lanes on the other side of town, typically the political priority becomes adding four lanes on the other side of town.
Right, right. I'm with you. I'm with you. And, of course, data is easier to gather now. I mean, in fairness.
Absolutely.
Right. So so I'm not being completely fair by asking the question the way I did, because data is it's easier to we've got a whole lot more data now than we did 10 years ago.
Right. But I think the tendency in government is not to rely on stark facts when they conflict with the political sentiments. It just is, you know. I mean, if people are more concerned about getting elected than they are about relieving traffic, then priorities can be distorted at times.
There you go. There you go. So let's talk about, I guess, the quality of life, because you talked a lot about in your campaign and, of course, as your time in your time at council about the quality of life has been very important to you. You've been a resident of Alpharetta for a long time. And intend to stay in Alpharetta.
Absolutely.
Right? So talk about what your priorities there would be, things like parks, for example.
Yeah, the quality of life, I think that encompasses a lot of things. But some of the things we've already begun working on, for example, the Arts Center on Canton Street. You know, that was a tremendous win for me over the past 6 years, was working with Fulton County, because that old library was Fulton County's property, and they could have done anything with that. And we were able to work with them, thanks to Commissioner Hausman, Commissioner Ellis, to have them turn that back over to the city, who had in turn donated land for the new library.
Sure.
And so we're investing several million dollars into that arts center, because Alpharetta doesn't really have a meeting place for the arts community, and that's going to create a tremendous amount of momentum within the arts community. We've done things like during the bond issue 2 years ago, I think we've acquired 26 acres of undeveloped property over the past few years. And these are passive park spaces or acreage that was acquired for passive park spaces scattered throughout our neighborhoods on Kimball Bridge Road, on Rucker Road, on Mid-Broadwell Road, places like that. So these are things that can help a neighborhood retain some of that small-town, walkable feeling within their environment. And we're also putting sidewalks and bike paths all over the city as part of our transportation planning that will help them be able to get there without having to hop in a car.
Sure. So talk a little bit about North Point and the whole redevelopment idea around that. One of the things that strikes me about that is how preemptive I think everyone in the city is trying to be in looking at that whole area and the mall, and the fact that malls are a little bit dated, right, in terms of if you look at nationally, I think North Point still is doing pretty well, obviously. But
retail's changing.
Retail's changing, and so how do we stay ahead on that front?
Right. And you use the term preemptive. I like to think of it as more being proactive.
Okay.
When we go back to talking about how fortunate we are in the city of Alpharetta, you know, the demographics here are pretty outstanding. I recall early on in my tenure when North American Properties came to us and was proposing Avalon, one of the things that really stuck in my mind was when they presented the demographics and said, if you draw a circle of I think it was 30 miles around the city of Alpharetta. There are hardly any municipalities in the country that you can draw a circle and have that many people with those demographics. And I'm talking about affluence and education. Because if you think about it, so many of the other areas that we consider affluent are on the coast, on the East Coast or the West Coast. So if you draw a circle of 30 miles around Manhattan, half of it's water. Now, it's much more dense. But, I mean, if you think about San Diego, some of the areas that you think of being in, down Boca Raton, things like that, you draw a circle 30 miles around them, most of them have water for half of that. But you've got Woodstock, Roswell, Johns Creek, Duluth, South Forsyth, which is an incorporated city, but tremendous demographics and improving every day. So we really are a unique area. And so it gives us a wealth of background because it's a very diverse community as well. They're affluent, they're educated, and they expect their political leaders to be looking ahead. They don't want reactionaries. They don't want people that are just sitting back waiting for things to happen. And so we knew when we approved Avalon that that was going to be a threat to North Point Mall. One of the things that drove our decision in moving forward was Avalon's going to show up somewhere around here. So if we don't approve it, it'll go to Roswell or South Forsyth or Johns Creek. So we were proactive in saying, okay, if the retail market, if everything's changing, we want to be on the front of that. Realizing that that meant we also had to be proactive with how the North Point Center evolves. And so last year we went through a process, tremendous input from the business community, from the residents of Alpharetta called the North Point LCI, Livable Communities Initiative, I believe it's called, the Atlanta Regional Commission. And so we started looking at, okay, considering the fact that retail's changing and we've got these huge, and you are right, the North Point Quarter is still thriving. It's doing extremely well.
Sure.
We just know that some of those retail components are starting to evolve differently.
Right.
And so as we look at that whole quarter, I believe as much as City Center has done and as much as Avalon has done over the past 6 years for the momentum and the evolution of Alpharetta as a place people want to be and live, North Point is going to be at least as impactful. It's the next thing that will set the tone for what Alpharetta becomes over the next 20 years because it's going to change. And we have a choice as a community to decide how we participate in making that change consistent with the people, the vision of the people in Alpharetta, or do we just let it go? And when you look around other areas in Metro Atlanta that just kind of let retail cores like that evolve through the complete free market and lack of zoning, it's not pretty. So we're ahead of that. We're working on it. We've already had great conversations with the property owners, and we've got plans that will incorporate a lot more green space. They call it an eco development or something like that. There's opportunities because the Greenway lines North Point Parkway.
Sure.
On a lot of those strip centers, you've got some of the prettiest undeveloped land in the whole city. And right now, most of those retail strip centers are backing up to it. So you're on the Greenway and you look up at the back of a Target or the back of an Old Navy or something like that. Whereas in the future, if we can influence property owners and developers to incorporate the Greenway into a development that capitalizes on the beauty, the natural beauty behind them, it's amazing opportunities.
Speaking of common good, that's where the common good comes back in to play, right?
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Mayor Jim Gilvan, City of Alpharetta. Mayor, talk about the business environment. You're a owner in a small, well, it's a growing technology company. I said small, but it's actually performing quite nicely. That is based out of Tech Alpharetta, and so you're a consumer of some of the things you advocate for in developing small business in Alpharetta. You know, I think the concern is as the environment changes, as the city continues to grow, rents go up, the cost of doing business goes up, you know, how does small mom and pop companies, small technology companies, startups? How do they compete? Talk a little bit about what your thoughts are on that issue.
Yeah, and that's a great point. You know, one of the things that has been a, kind of a buzzword amongst political, you know, consultants and people that are active in politics locally, they're very concerned about affordable housing, which is a great focus on a lot of people's minds. And I get that. It's very important, and we're trying to do what we can within the city of Alpharetta and a small municipality and the ways we can impact it. But what really hasn't been a topic of conversation and should be is, what about affordable business space? Because, as you know, the goal of most commercial property owners is to drive up their rent per square foot as much as possible, which is fantastic for them. I encourage them to do so. It's great. But as you do that, you make it less and less affordable for the small businessman to participate in Alpharetta. And while we're trying to drive innovation and growth, we've got to make sure that we incorporate some way to make Alpharetta still a good place to locate your small business, instead of making it a donut around Alpharetta. Oh, well, we can't afford office space there. And there's a lot of different business models, for example, the one we're sitting in now, that help address those concerns. I think on our council, we have several people that have already spoken to me about how do we make sure that we continue to be an affordable place for people to bring their small businesses. Because some of our greatest success stories locally have been people who moved here with a small business, and they were so successful they continued to grow it. And there's a lot of ways we can do that.
Sure.
You know, we, as a city government, we try to run an efficient government and keep our tax, you know, structure as low as possible. And, you know, government can't do a lot of things to help innovation, but you can get the red tape out of the way. You can make it a good business environment. So I think we're doing those things. And as we look to the redevelopment of the North Point Mall corridor, there might be ways that we can incorporate some innovative ideas along that area that would help as well.
Good stuff. We're speaking with Jim Gilvin. Mayor Gilvin's the mayor of the city of Alpharetta. And I'm curious, as we wrap things up, talk about what you see as your maybe a surprise or two you've seen along the way. It's early on, but what's been surprising to you and relative to what you expected, and maybe what you think your biggest challenges are going to be, you're going to need a lot of help to tackle?
Biggest surprise. Quite frankly, the biggest surprise to me is how smooth this transition has been. From me being a councilman, and I think we resigned to run for office back in February, you know, for several months, the city of Alpharetta was running on the staff, who is tremendous, but with only four elected officials and an acting mayor, and Mayor Pro Tem Donald Mitchell did an amazing job.
He did.
He absolutely did. Yep. Filling in to make sure, because, you know, generally elected offices in Alpharetta are part-time positions. And we all have some other business that actually helps to pay our bills, because
sure.
Politics doesn't pay right if you're doing it well.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, but Donald did an amazing job of taking it seriously. He made it his priority that things were not going to slip while there was a campaign going on. And so the city continued to run so smoothly based on his leadership, the professionalism of our staff, that I was elected on May 22nd. I was sworn in 7 days later on the 27th, I guess. It was just so quick. And I showed up at the office, and it was like I had never been gone. I mean, it was just, they picked me right up. They got me on task. And we started right where we left off a few months before. So that's been the most pleasant surprise. I think the biggest challenge that the city has, and it's not just us, it's a lot of our neighbors in Fulton County, is we've got to figure out how we correct the issues that are going on within Fulton County and the tax assessments and that whole process, because it's absurd. Talking about the private sector, the city of Alpharetta has, you know, a $70 million general fund budget or so. We did not have our tax digest when we passed our budget. Crazy. Can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, can you imagine in the private sector, you're running a $70 million budget, and your sales reps haven't turned in their projections for what they're going to sell or their revenues for the year, and you just have to pass a budget blindly because we have no control over those assessments. We have no control over the timing, and by state law, we're required to pass our budgets. And so,
wow,
yeah, it's a mess. And I think we've got some good people within the Fulton County Commission and you know, the tax assessor's office and things that are trying to get this fixed, but it's gotta be corrected. It's not right for the taxpayers, it's not right for the people, and it's not right for anybody around Fulton County.
So real quick on that, so do you think what has happened, the laws that have been passed at the state level, this legislature, during this past legislature, have they helped, or are they going to help, or how do you see that?
I'll try to be politically kind. I think,
come on. Nobody's listening, right?
Yeah, right. Well, the legislation that was passed, it's fine. You know, it'll achieve something that will limit us. The city of Alpharetta, though, like I said, we are well managed. We do a great job. We've got a AAA bond rating. Mm-hmm. So what that legislation did was hinder us from using our resources in the best way possible for us to control our destiny. So if the flexing homestead exemption, what it basically will do is it's going to revert the tax digest back to 2016 with, a 4% kicker or something like that, which means a city like Alpharetta, our digest, if I looked at the recent projections, our digest 5 years ago, the total base of property taxes was a little over $4 billion. This year, the one we've just received is over $6 billion. Okay, that's almost a 50%, and I'm just pulling numbers from rough estimates, but that's 50% increase over 5 years. But none of that was registered, really, until all of a sudden this year. And so our taxpayers were hit with a huge increase that we had no control over. And so the state went in and their wisdom and said, okay, from now on, that digest can never go up more than 3%. So there's a cap on it. We're reverting to the property values that are probably 30 to 40% below, in many cases, what's now. And we're limited to 3% growth. Well, if hyperinflation hits and we're limited to 3% growth in our digest, our millage rate is going to have to go sky high just to keep up.
Sure.
And so it is what it is. It's going to pass. I understand the intent. But part of the reason we were in that bind was the state laws that required us to do certain things.
Right.
The state law is what required that digest to be within 10% of reality, the market values. That's a state law. So the tax assessor, when he went through and did the calculations, he had no choice but to hit people with a 40 to 50%. Sometimes I heard 200% increases in the tax assessments. Hmm. So mortgage legislation, I don't think, was necessarily the solution, but it's the reality.
But it's what you're living with now, right?
Absolutely, and we'll do well with it.
Yeah, you will do well. Mayor Jim Gilvin, City of Alpharetta, and a great guy.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Great to have you. Folks, I want to remind you that if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. And folks, I'd like to remind you, if you want to access this show or any of our other shows, go to northfultonbusinessradiox.com, and you can hit the download button and download any of our old shows. We're working on coming up on show number 100. Mike looks tired. But we've had a lot of great guests over time, and we would love to have your support, both check out our website and on social media, North Fulton BRX, on Facebook, on Twitter, and all the social media platforms. And if you like what we're doing here and want to support the business owners that we, and business leaders that we have here, like us and rate us on iTunes. So, again, thanks to Mayor Jim Gilvin, City of Alpharetta, for being with us. And for Mike Salmon, I'm John Ray. Join us next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.